The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Do you have a way to make tonight's game interesting?
I'll make tonight's game interesting for you.
Oh,
I got y'all.
Please do.
Robinson, the running back for Jacksonville, he gonna score a TD.
Did he score a TD, Jalen?
Not only did he score one, he scored two. Let's get this money, baby! Yeah!
We are Jalen Jacoby. What is it that
Let's
we do?
Let's get this money. We get a people. What they want.
Before we preview week four in the NFL, it actually started last night with a game that was much more interesting than I expected it to be. The Bengals won on a field goal at the end of the game. What did you think about Burrow?
I'm excited about the future of Joe Burrow and the Cincinnati Bengals. Don't your team look a lot different week to week when you got the guy at center? You know, it's like when I was watching the Chargers the other day, I was like, win, lose, or draw? They got Justin Herbert.
For 10 years.
That's how I feel when I watch the Bengals play. And they waxed the Steelers. That really reminded me that they're turning the corner. It's great to see the camaraderie that he and Chase have now brought to the NFL. But I'm worried about our guy Urban Meyer.
He's not happy.
I'm worried about Urban.
He's not happy. I like people to be happy. He's not happy. Let's just check in with Urban Meyer's mind state after this tight loss.
That was devastating, heartbreaking. You know, all these guys, usually I'm not wrong about stuff like that, that I just see a good team in there. I see good guys. I see good hearts. I see guys at work. And this team's going to win some games. We're getting better each week. Just sickening that you didn't win that thing. That's a heartbroken locker room, so we got to get them back. But they're good people in that locker room.
Jalen, devastating, heartbreaking, sickening. Urban Meyer is not happy with what's happening in Jacksonville.
So, you know, we like to gauge success off of realistic expectations.
Mm-hmm.
There are a couple of teams that are currently winless in the NFL. However, I would almost guarantee you the other teams, not named Jacksonville, their head coaches combined probably don't make the money Urban Meyer makes.
Mm.
So when you bring him to the team and you draft Trevor Lawrence, you think you're going to see something special. That's the only reason why you hired him. And so for them to be winless and for Joe Burrow to be looking, and this is his second year,
yep,
but leaps and bounds better so far, and it's very early, because Trevor Lawrence, no protection.
He didn't look bad last night.
No protection.
He didn't look bad last night.
And he dropping back looking at the lights most of the night. And then all of a sudden yesterday, he actually got a chance to survey the field a little bit, stand tall in the pocket, and make some great throws.
Look at that throw.
And look deserving of being a number one pick. So in Jacksonville, don't panic. You have the guy at center. The time you should have panicked, when y'all were letting great players like Jalen Ramsey walk.
Mm.
That right there becomes a fork in the road for your team, Jacoby. When you know you got an all-pro player, and for whatever reason, you can't get the business right with that guy. So this game, to me, shows how the Cincinnati Bengals have now improved leaps and bounds and have a pulse in their division.
It was encouraging from Lawrence yesterday, because I said on the show before this game that what we saw from Joe Burrow, even in losses last year, was flashes of brilliance. And I haven't seen that yet from Lawrence. I saw that last night. I saw the potential. I saw
he got the
number one pick. He does have the goods.
He got
doing with his arm and with his legs. Jalen, we finally can stop previewing this game. This big game in Foxborough, Tom Brady going up to New England, returning to where he played for 20 years and facing Belichick. We can finally stop previewing it. It will happen on Sunday night. What do you expect to see?
I expect to see a lot of fist thrown in the air, a lot of hip thrusts.
Hip thrusts.
A lot of jovial enthusiasm and extra celebrations each time the Tampa Bay Buccaneers do something special. Especially when Tom Brady and or Gronk are affiliated with it. You know why? They helped build the New England dynasty. See, this is not like the Lakers and the Celtics in basketball, or even like the Pittsburgh Steelers or the Dallas Cowboys. New England didn't win Super Bowls before Tom Brady.
No.
Just like the Bulls didn't win championships before Michael Jordan. The same with the San Antonio Spurs and Tim Duncan. So when you're that guy with that organization, you take it personal when they let you walk at the end of your career.
Mm-hmm.
And so now he's going to try to make sure. You know what? We about to put all this money on Tom Brady.
No, I'm taking some.
That's what we about to do. What's his passing yards this week? What's his over under?
He's going to break the record. Okay. He's going to break the record. They're going to have to stop the game and have a ceremony. Okay. Here's a question for you, Mr. Rose. I believe the Bucs win easy, right? We're going to bet the Bucs. They're going to win easy.
Yep, we are.
At the end of the game, buzzer sounds in the middle of the field. What do you expect the interaction between these two legends to be?
Chilly. So much so.
A little nod? Getting a hug?
I believe those human beings will make sure, in all honesty, that they're at the 50-yard line. They give each other a dap. They give each other a hug. And they squash all of the storylines that we're feeding.
I don't think we're getting a hug. I don't think Bill Belichick has ever hugged anybody outside of the Super Bowl.
It depends on if he wins.
I think we'll get like a real white guy handshake.
Thank you.
Jalen, we have a game between the Cowboys and the Panthers this weekend. The Panthers are undefeated. However, the Cowboys have looked good every time they've taken the field this year. What do you expect? Do you expect the Cowboys to win this one?
You know what I expect?
What?
Here's what I expect.
What's up?
I expect after this game, the Dallas Cowboys are going to throw a parade like they won the championship.
Every week.
That's what I predict. Their fans, their supporters, after each one of their wins, pretend they just won the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. And I got to remind everybody before this game starts, Christian McCaffrey not playing.
He's not playing.
And by the way, not only is he great in the run game and the pass game, you know what else that does? Kill the clock. Now without him, windshield wiper for Dak in that offense. Yep. C.D. Lamb, Amari Cooper, getting up and down the field. Zeke had 2 touchdowns last week. I anticipate the Cowboys looking good and giving the Panthers their first loss this week.
What's impressed me with the Cowboys is not their offense. We knew their offense was going to be good. They have weapons at every single position. It's their defense. Their defense looks really good against the Eagles, and hopefully they can continue that against the Panthers. I had the Cowboys winning this one pretty easily, and I'll be gambling your money on it. I'll be gambling this money right here on the table. I'm going to spend on the Cowboys and the Bucks.
Thank you, Robinson.
Well, Jalen. The drama around Philadelphia and Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons continues. And Embiid did not squash any of the drama with these comments about Simmons and the Sixers.
Our teams have always been built around these needs. So it was kind of surprising to see, you know, what was said. And even going back to, the reason we signed out is, you know, we got rid of Jimmy, which I still think it was a mistake. Just to make sure that, you know, he needed the ball in his hands, and the situation is weird, disappointing, borderline kind of disrespectful to all the guys that are out here.
Whoa. Did I hear that right? Did he say that the team has always been built around Ben Simmons' knee? Did he say the reason they brought Al in and Jimmy left was because of Ben Simmons? Did I hear him say it was disrespectful to all the guys that are there? Did I hear that right?
So I want to make sure I separate church and state.
What's that?
Joel Embiid was a top 3 MVP candidate last year.
Mm-hmm.
He just got top dollar this offseason, and he's currently in camp with multiple teammates, and he's looked upon to be the leader. So therefore, this is the accountability he should have. I'm not surprised. However, what he said isn't necessarily accurate.
Hmm.
And here's what I mean. When you add Al Horford to go with Embiid and Ben Simmons, that was one of the worst three-man lineups in the entire NBA that year.
Did not work.
When you describe Jimmy Butler basically left because of Ben Simmons, he didn't leave because of Ben Simmons. I'm going to show y'all why he left. It was a gentleman, kind of like Dame Lillard did with OKC. You know how he shot them down and broke up Russ and broke up PG? Kawhi Leonard is why Jimmy Butler left. You remember that play in the playoffs?
Oh, I remember that play.
When they gave the basketball to Kawhi Leonard, he goes, look who he went around.
Oh, Simmons and Embiid.
Bang, bang, Siegel Street. That's what made Jimmy leave, because he wanted to go and be the guy. I want to be Kawhi. And you know what Jimmy did? Went to Miami, and they won the East. And you know what's happened to Philadelphia over the past few years?
How many times did they win the East?
They ain't got, the process ain't gotten them closer necessarily to winning the East. They were like on the, they were like the Boston Celtics. They both were on a trajectory to like win the East. And then all of a sudden, Toronto Raptors won the championship.
Did they lose to the Hawks in the playoffs last year?
The Atlanta.
Wait, the Hawks. Trae Young was fully healthy, right?
And Trae Young was injured.
Wait, what? And they lost to Atlanta?
The Sixers lost to the Hawks. Okay,
Five seed.
By the way, not the Nets, not the Bucks, who both return and are stacked. Miami, did I mention Jimmy Butler wanted to be the guy? Miami is now better than the Sixers. And so when you look at the totality of the relationship of what the Sixers tried to do, this is why you bring in Daryl Morey, right? If you see that Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid can't coexist, maybe try to move him for a James Harden or something like that.
They tried.
Right? But that's why you bring him in, though. That's the point. Like, you bring him in to be that puppet master that if the Harden deal don't work, we got Daryl, we got Ben, we gonna get a deal done.
Daryl got outgoing calls on his phone to every other GM every day.
And now there's another person they brought in. Doc Rivers. Championship coach, right? You see the weaknesses in Ben Simmons' game.
Do you remember when he was announced as a head coach that he said that Simmons and Embiid can work together and that it was going to work and he can make it work? Did he?
That was what he's paid to do. And then at the end of this season, he said he didn't know if Ben was going to be the kind of guy that you can win a championship with playing that position. So it's not just a Ben Simmons problem. And so you know what Ben is doing? Since y'all so good, but win without me.
Well, we will see just how much winning they do without him, and we will see when they trade him. Jalen, I'm very concerned about this weekend. You always said that we were going to go to Buffalo and I was going to jump through a table, but I never thought that you'd buy plane tickets and hotel rooms just to watch me break my ribs. We'll discuss right after this. Stay tuned. To you live above the Heineken River Deck here at Pier 17 at the Seaport in New York City. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen Anthony Rose. The Lions have not won a football game this entire year. However, it is week four. They're going up against rookie quarterback Justin Fields and the Bears. And something incredible has happened. We both think they're going to win.
Why are y'all showing that? Why y'all showing old stuff? Why y'all bringing up old stuff?
On a 66, that's the longest field goal ever kicked in the history of the sport. It bounced off the upright and then went through. And Dan Campbell's eating kneecaps all week.
But I got good news.
What's that?
For my Lions fans.
What's that?
I got you, haha. I got you, Lions fans.
What's that?
We're going to win the point spread this week.
No, I think you're going to win outright. I'm betting the money line. I think the Lions win outright against this Bears team.
I do, too.
They had 1 yard of offense last week.
I do, too.
1 yard.
And you know what? I'm so enthusiastic about betting on the Lions this week, it reminded me of something. I haven't been this happy about the Lions going into a weekend since we had Barry Sanders.
What?
I'm going to bet that much money.
Is this Barry Sanders?
All I know is this. If the Lions lose this weekend, I'm gonna need to come live with you.
You don't, Uncle Jalen on the couch. You're gonna have to cook chicken nuggets for the kids and put them to bed, read them books, help them with their homework and all that. Room and board ain't free in the Jacoby house. You're gonna get yelled at by my wife all the time. You don't want that problems. You'll be on the street before you're on my couch. Jalen, here's the problem. My wife is gonna be single parenting this weekend. Because you always said that we were going to go to Buffalo to a Bills game and I was going to jump and break a table. But I didn't know you would buy plane tickets and hotel rooms.
Shout out to my guy, Matt Conaway, who gets things done. Shout out to the Griselda family.
Wait, we're going to see Griselda there?
Who have each been on this program.
That's going to happen in real life.
David Jacoby is not only a part of Bills Mafia on this program. This weekend, he gets indoctrinated into the Bills Mafia physically. But here's the thing.
Am I going to jump off? Am I really going
to
jump off?
We need you to fall on the table, not jump.
The table won't break.
You know West Side Gun know about wrestling. You have a little slit in it and just fall on it.
Can we drink some beers before I jump in the table?
Absolutely.
Can we eat some chicken wings?
Guess what I heard?
Is Griselda really going
to
be there?
I heard Benny the Butcher and Conway the Machine are doing the show Saturday night.
Are we
going
to go to that?
That we're going to the show.
Oh,
and
wow.
Sunday, we're going to the tailgate. And we're going to the game to sit in the suite. And we're going on the court, on the field.
Oh, wow. Everyone who watches this show on Monday, just know I am hungover. When you see the show on Monday, I'm going to be hungover. Big bags under my eyes, glossy, stumbling over my words. I can't wait. I'm jumping through a table this weekend.
It just not
That's
going
to be me right there. I'm jumping through a table this weekend.
Yes. But how, though? Are you going, like, with your chest, belly flop?
Side. Use arms, side. Boom, side.
Yeah, like being a pro athlete, you got to learn how to fall.
Exactly.
You got to learn how to fall.
Yeah, you're going to have to pop my shoulder back in.
But here's the one thing. When Pat Riley and Eric Spoelstra laid down a culture in Miami, I called them the Miami Mafia, which means after this weekend, you can't be Daisy anymore, or you might get whacked by the mafia.
You know what? If I'm going to commit to a team, which I haven't done since I was like 12, I'll commit to the Buffalo.
Yes!
And the people of Buffalo.
Yes!
I love Buffalo.
Yes!
Pat and Tim on my rec league team. Those are my guys. Griselda.
We did it.
Conway the Machine.
Yes!
West Side Gun.
Yes!
Benny the Butcher.
Yes!
I'm in. I'm jumping. I'm breaking a table. I'm breaking my ribs or a table, but something's breaking. Something is breaking. Jalen. We have another big game we want to get you ready for. It is our team, the Cardinals that we adopted. They have a huge test this weekend going up against the Rams. 2-3-0 teams. One team looked better than the other. Do you expect the Rams to continue against the Cardinals?
I mean, anytime you're going against Aaron Donald and Jalen Ramsey, that's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
However, Kyler Murray, just so fun to watch. So very exciting.
Yes.
And as I watch these highlights, I'm thinking, he getting two touchdowns.
Two touchdowns? So here's the thing. Last week, the Rams looked so good against Tom Brady and the Super Bowl champion Bucks. Last week, the Cardinals came from behind to beat the Jaguars. I'm a little concerned if I'm a Cardinals fan this weekend.
I agree with you. But here's the deal. Sometimes you play down to your opponents. And Chandler Jones is terrific defensively. He's going to get up the field, put some pressure on Matthew Stafford. This is going to be one of the best games of the weekend.
Jalen, much like myself in Buffalo this weekend, it is time for you and I to go to the table. Jalen, I've seen this video about 45 times, and every time it's more shocking than the last. There's a gentleman in Florida. An alligator hissed at his daughter, so what did he do? Jalen, what did he do?
He did what any father would do.
Not me.
He did what any father would do. He's trying to protect and serve the house.
He put the gator, show the video again, Joe.
He put the gator in the trash can, stood it up, too. That's really impressive.
Really impressive.
That's extremely impressive.
People in Florida just treat wild animals different than every other state. Like, I'm scared of alligators, and this dude is just, like, having fun with it. Look at, he got the flip-flops and socks. I mean.
Like Big Boy from OutKast.
This is the upset of the week. He was plus 350, actually, against the Gator. Vegas had him losing that one. We have so much more to get to. We'll be back after this very short break. break. You're watching.
We get a peep out.
Jalen and Jacoby.
What they want.
Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, I've been complaining about the musical acts at halftime of the Super Bowl my entire life. However, they got it right this year.
Yeah, they did.
Got it right this year. Super Bowl 56. Listen to this lineup. Snoop Dogg, Dr. Dre, Kendrick Lamar, Mary J. Blige, Marshall Mathers, Eminem. That, I mean, you can't miss. You cannot miss with this.
Shout out to Jay-Z and the Rock fam. You could tell there's been a change in who's helping pick the talent. Mm-hmm. But this also is something I've been telling you for 10 years of this program. The most influential artist in the history of rap music is Andre Young, Dr. Dre. He would be, you ready for this?
What?
Anyone in a versus.
Dr. Dre against Diddy?
Anyone.
Well, this is going to be a great Super Bowl halftime. This is going to be a great Super Bowl halftime. I love The Weeknd, but last year it was not.
World-class Wrecking Crew, the Chronic albums, Snoop albums, Dog Pound. We Jalen, really going to do this?
Jalen, hold on.
Above the Law?
Hold on. One of the most important people to this program is moving on. Tanner, our TD, is moving to Bristol, moving on to other shows. He's got the best hair on the show, including Jalen Rose.
Tanner, you know how much I love you, my brother. I'll see you in Bristol, Connecticut.
We'll
Thank
be
you for everything.
Monday.
I'm jealous of your hair.